Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. Let others cover the horse race alone. We have issues. Issue 22 in our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series is property taxes in New Jersey. It's part of our full week on affordable housing and development in the New York and New Jersey races. Joining us to hash out what Governor Christie and his opponent, State Senator Barbara Bono, have done and said about everyone's favorite subject, property taxes, is Matt Katz. He is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer and the author of the blog, The Christie Chronicles. And next month after the election, he'll be joining us here at WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. So, Matt Katz, welcome to the show and welcome into the fold here at WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Looking forward to both.
And before we even get to the 30 issues issue, the Star Ledger endorsed Christie for re-election on Sunday, but it would be hard to find a more hostile endorsement. I'm going to pull this up here in just a second. But what is it about Chris Christie that, with all the bad things policy wonks seem to have to say about him, that he is so politically successful?
It's amazing. It comes down to, I think, the fact that he's likable. I think the Star Ledger recognized his likability and his popularity on a broad scale, and yet they hate almost every one of his policies. And that is also sort of reflective in the general New Jersey population. People, if you ask them specific issues, they disagree with him or don't think he's done a great job. But then you ask if you like him and if you're going to vote for him, and a good chunk of people say yes.
So here it is from the Star Ledger endorsement. And remember, folks, this is the endorsement of him. It says, "You have to conclude he is much better at politics than he is at governing. The property tax burden has grown sharply on his watch. He is hostile to low-income families, raising their tax burden and sabotaging efforts to build affordable housing." Sabotaging. "He's been a catastrophe on the environment." A catastrophe. "Draining $1 billion from clean energy funds and calling a ceasefire in the state's fight against climate change." Ceasefire on climate change. "The governor's claim to have fixed the state budget is fraudulent." Fraudulent. "The New Jersey credit rating has dropped during his term, reflecting Wall Street's judgment that he has dug the hole even deeper. His ego is entertaining, but it's done damage as well. By removing two qualified justices from the Supreme Court without good cause, he threatened the independence of judges at all levels. The public gives him top marks for his handling of Sandy, but the record is mixed." Even on Sandy, the record is mixed. But they endorsed him.
They like his education policy. That was the one element. Barbara Bono was quite upset about this.
They don't like Barbara Bono. And she was, because they think she's too close to the unions, and that seemed to be, and we talked about this with her yesterday, and you're right, she was upset. I saw her face when I raised the points that they brought up about her and this. And she didn't say it this way on the air, but she was like, out of all those other things, because they don't like my closeness to the teachers union, they endorse him.
I also think there was something between the lines of that editorial that they don't like the fact that she hasn't presented a clear alternative. She's certainly run against him, but there's not a lot of specific policy alternatives in her portfolio, and they kind of describe her as a weak candidate in that regard.
Including on property taxes. And so here is Bono on the program yesterday criticizing the governor on this central issue.
"When this governor was a candidate, he promised he wouldn't cut property tax relief. Not only did he cut direct property tax rebates, school funding by $1 billion, and municipal aid when he came into office in the middle of a recession. But he made state history. It was the biggest cut in property tax relief in state history. And so, again, it's about priorities. I would ensure that our residents get the needed property tax relief that we had been affording them up until that point."
So, Matt, can you fact check that and tell us exactly what she's referencing and how much tax relief Christie actually did roll back?
Sure. He cut approximately $660 million in cumulative homestead rebates, which goes to the lower middle class and senior citizens. And that's what she's referring to, and she wants to return those credits.
And why did he do that?
He says he was left with a mess of a budget by John Corzine and had to make all kinds of cuts in his first year in office, and that's true. And the state also no longer had stimulus funds from the Obama administration in that first year, so he had to make all kinds of changes. And he chose not to raise taxes on millionaires and instead cut some of these property tax credits that would affect lower income earners.
And this is an issue that Christie is actually unpopular on when the issue is polled, right?
That's right. And because almost everybody's property taxes have still gone up. He slowed the rate for sure. The rate of property tax increases are not as severe as they used to be. But by some measures, if you take the rebates into consideration, between 13% and 20% property taxes have gone up.
And here is Governor Christie from last week's debate defending this decision.
In the 10 years before I became governor, property taxes went up 70%. That was not some blended figure. That was the actual number that they went up on people's property tax bills. In the last 2 years, the first full 2 years of the property tax cap, property taxes have gone up 1.7% and 1.4% in New Jersey. We took a train that was going 100 miles an hour and now slowed it down to about 20 miles an hour.
So he's saying, with that train analogy, that there is a property tax increase cap of 2% a year, which he touts. Is he ignoring the impact of the cut to property tax relief that you were just talking about before, which is, in effect, an increase on property taxes? So, I mean, how do we figure out the net here?
Sure. He is definitely ignoring it, and that's why the net is probably closer to something like 13 to 20%. However, he should get some credit for getting rid of this credit scaling back this credit, because it was something of a gimmick. People would get a check in the mail, and that was signed by their governor, and that was supposed to make them feel great about their politicians and property taxes, when in fact it wasn't really a cut to their property taxes. It was just a kind of a kickback.
So token rebate.
Right, right.
Was it a token or was it meaningful?
I mean, it meant, I'm sure, it could have been several hundred dollars for most people. Yeah, so it's certainly meaningful. But they don't like when you take into account the rebate cut when they're talking about property taxes, because they say people could have used that rebate check for anything. It didn't actually go toward their property taxes.
All right. Next step solutions. Here's Christie on what to do now about property taxes.
First, we need civil service reform. If civil service reform gets done, mayors across the state will be able to consolidate services and share services in a way that will be economically effective and help them to bring those numbers down as well. The second thing we need to do is to make sure that we're allowing for consolidation of municipalities. Civil service reform is one of those problems. But secondly, we're saddling these towns with these huge sick pay payouts. Hundreds of thousands of dollars that people have to bond for to be able to pay them. If we could bring that to my plan, which is zero means zero, which has been rejected by some in the legislature, that would help to bring property taxes down as well.
Zero means zero. What does that mean?
Yeah, he's talking about this practice where public employees retire and they can collect all the unused sick days. They can cash in all the unused sick days from their entire careers. And he's right. Some towns, this cost is so high in some places that they've actually had to bond in order to pay for it. And he wants people to get nothing when they walk out. And this has been a contentious issue with Democrats. Democrats wanted a cap at $15,000. He initially was for that, and then he's like, nope, zero means zero. And it's very effective for him. I've seen him talk about this at town hall meetings, and people just eat it up. The fact that they cannot, they're outraged that people can get paid for sick time. And, he makes a point. People agree in it, but is it going to really lower your property taxes if he ends his practice? I don't know if the math really adds up.
And that was another reason for the Star-Ledger's endorsement of him. They didn't like Buono's mindset that allowed her to endorse the sick time payout at retirement, even though she would cap it at $7,500.
Sure.
So to make that point. However, here is Barbara Buono on this program yesterday on the same issue, how to reduce properties, and she goes to one of the main things that Christie also said in his clip, consolidating municipalities.
We have over 500 municipalities, and again, this governor promised that encouraging and facilitating municipalities' abilities to merge and to share services would be a priority, and yet he hasn't funded And the very commission that was designed to help municipalities make those decisions and give them the information they needed hasn't been funded and hasn't met in 3 years. And so I would make that a priority because the multiplicity of municipalities and services does add to the cost of property tax burdens.
So for one thing, Matt, it looks like she and the governor agree on consolidation of the 500-plus municipalities in the state, 600-plus school districts in a relatively small geographical state of New Jersey. It's unbelievable, but it never happens.
It never happens. Politicians of all stripes give lip service to this, but it is almost impossible politically to do this because you have, you know, seven elected officials in each town, and those are the people with political power. Now, Christie has done a couple of things in this regard. He supported a county police department in Camden County in South Jersey, which now just has one municipality as part of it, but eventually may have more. And he wants to do things like change civil service rules to make it easier for towns to consolidate. But it's proven very, very difficult, and we're not really sure how exactly Buono would achieve this other than to restart this commission that she referred to.
Matt Katz, Philadelphia Inquirer, Chris Christie beat reporter, writes the Christie Chronicles there. And as they already know in Philly, he's coming our way officially after the election to become WNYC staff reporter at a time when Chris Christie is one of the leading politicians in the nation, never mind New Jersey. Before you go, how about his decision yesterday not to complete his appeal of the gay marriage court ruling? How do you analyze that politically?
Well, first, it was certainly pragmatic. He saw the handwriting on the wall. The Supreme Court was going to rule against him, and it would have taken place in January. It would have distracted, assuming he wins re-election, it would have distracted from a second-term agenda. However, 2016, there's some pitfalls here. We've already heard some complaints from social conservatives. They think he kind of was weak on this and gave up, and that could be a concern when he runs for the presidential primary Republican nomination in 2016.
But why wasn't that his first consideration? The court was going to strike it down anyway, as he acknowledged, strike down his appeal and uphold gay marriage. So why didn't he just wait those last few weeks and say, I tried, I did everything I could, and he'd have the same outcome?
I think there were a couple of concerns. First, it's possible it could have affected his election November 5th. I mean, if this issue kind of dragged on, he knows he's going to win, but he wants as large of a margin as possible, and maybe pictures of him appealing coupled with pictures of jubilant couples celebrating their marriages, maybe he didn't want that. I also think, you know, he it's okay for him. He gets to blame an activist court that he did as best as he could. He pushed it as far as he could and then had to give up because these activist judges took over the issue.
All right. Matt Katz, going to be WNYC's Chris Christie beat reporter. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our next guest, Henry Louis Gates. Stay with us.